organic reach on Facebook is dead. That's what they keep telling you, but there are things that are working. I just hit 39% increase in my organic reach over 2 weeks. My content interactions are up 50% and my follows are up. Let's talk about what is working on Facebook right now. Welcome to the OTW Show. I'm your host, Paul Gatter, and this is the show where I get you on the way to building that dream lifestyle that you want to live by leveling up your business. My wife and I have been able to build a lifestyle of travel, and we prioritized it with our daughter. We took her to Disney World over 42 times, taken over a dozen cruises, traveled around the world, all while working full-time jobs and taking care of a cat. And we did it by building side hustles and businesses, and I want to help you build whatever lifestyle you're looking for, and I hope I can do that with the show, giving you some actionable tips. So let's dive in now to what is working right now on Facebook. The Facebook marketing experts have been talking about it for years, that organic reach just cannot be done anymore. Now it's a pay-to-play platform, and maybe you do need to pay for some ads, and that's a whole other strategy you can get into. But there are some things you can do on Facebook that's still working, and Facebook is still going to give you lots of organic reach. First, I want to talk about why organic reach is so important. Facebook is still one of the biggest platforms in the world. I know there's so much attention right now being put on TikTok, and that is an important platform, and you need to pay attention to it. But Facebook is still the most stable, the one with the biggest history of really helping drive businesses and really helping businesses succeed. There's some problems, but Facebook is still the platform I feel the most stable on in placing my priorities for my business. So having said that, organic reach is very important. You want to make sure that you're continuing to grow your business on Facebook, grow your platform. The bigger you get, the resources you're going to get from Facebook. There are some things that are only turned on once you hit certain numbers of followers or engagement, like monetization, getting stars, getting ads in your videos. A new feature that just rolled out a couple of weeks ago, at least to my page, is Facebook broadcast messages, where when you send a message, everybody that subscribed gets it. That doesn't happen on Facebook anymore. And everybody that subscribed gets that message. So that right there is worth growing your Facebook page just to get that feature. With that, organic reach and building and growing your reach and your follows on Facebook are still important and still can help your business really thrive. The first thing I have seen that is really making a difference in my organic reach is one I didn't think was working anymore. I saw another person talking about it on YouTube video and how he was using Facebook bonuses to make thousands of dollars a month, and he was doing it just by posting pictures. His strategy was to build a page up to a certain level so that he could then turn on bonuses, and then he was posting 8 to 10 photos a day, and that's all he was doing and making thousands of dollars. What I took away from that is that, are photos actually working? Just a plain photo post with no link, just a little bit of text and a photo, is that actually working? And can you post that multiple times a day and it actually get attention from Facebook? I didn't think that would work. On my main Facebook page, I'm already posting 6 to 8 times a day. I thought adding a photo, surely that's not going to work, right? But I gave it a try. I added to my schedule 3 slots a day for photos. I went and found lots of pictures that I already had and put them into, I use Smarter Queue. I put them into my queue and let them just churn on that for a couple of weeks. Let me show you some of the results. I'm looking at things I did on Facebook between June 19th and June 30th of 2024. You can see here I've got several photos, and these were all posted within that time frame. And just within a few days, all of them hit over 20,000 reach. That's big for my page for a single post. Now, cumulatively, we get a lot bigger reach, but you can see these were achieving really big numbers. Most of my, if I post link posts, and I'll show you that in a minute, they're getting, you know, between 5 and 10,000 reach and with 1 million followers on the page. So these are just simple pictures I already had in my camera roll. One of them had some text on it, but the rest of them are just plain pictures, not in my camera roll, but in my database of photos in my Lightroom, actually, from years of taking photos. 20,000 reach, and that's just within the first couple of days. They are continuing to grow. One of these was posted on June 29th and had 22,000 reach within a day. Some of these were up for a few more days, but all of them are reaching really big numbers within just a short period of time. So the tip here, the actionable tip I want you to go do, if you're whatever kind of content creator you are, whatever you have, I know you've got tons of pictures out there. If you're a Disney blogger, I know your camera roll is full of pictures of you at Disney World, of attractions and signs and all that stuff. Go and just post, go in Facebook Scheduler, schedule one per day for the next week, whatever your niche is. Go and find your photos, post one a day for the next week and see what that engagement gets. Give it a good caption, something that's going to make people, you know, want to read it and see what the picture is about. Post that once a day and let me know what your reach is on those. So in contrast, here are some link posts. You can see the symbol there. All these are link posts posted within that same time frame, and they're getting, you know, 8,000-9,000 reach. So these photos were doing double, almost triple the reach of a link post. So again, building up this organic traffic, I think, helped my other link posts, because usually my link posts don't get this much sometimes. You know, they're getting less. So overall, the page was getting a lot more reach from Facebook by adding in some photos. At least that's what I'm seeing. The second thing I'm seeing that Facebook is giving a lot of attention to, and that goes back to a tip I gave another episode where I talked about using conversation starters in email. Well, that same thing can work on Facebook. You can see here, these are two text posts. There's no image, there's no graphics, I didn't even use like the fancy background where you can put your text on. These are just plain text posts with a simple question asking for my followers to respond in some way. And these got, I was blown away by how much they got. And the comments are huge. I'm getting lots and lots of people engaging with it and sharing it. What's the last book you read? What would you recommend for a first timer? Those are simple questions, great questions. Anybody can ask those. So again, what I want you to try this week is maybe twice this week, go and schedule a question, some kind of conversation starter. And the next step of that is when people do start engaging and answering, get in the comments and respond to them and see what your reach will do when you're actively in the comments and posting this kind of engaging posts. The third type of post that I'm seeing Facebook give some organic reach to is videos that are formatted in the vertical orientation. Now, these aren't, I'm not posting, I'll show you reels and we'll talk about that in a minute, but this is just uploading a regular video to Facebook, but it just being in the vertical format. You can see here, here's one video that's formatted for the iPhone or for a phone with three other videos that are longer too, but are formatted in the traditional video landscape. So the thing I saw here is that the short form videos that are in the iPhone uploaded as regular videos did 10 times the reach of a longer video in the landscape orientation. So mix some of those in, the things you're using for your reels and your TikToks and your Instagram stories. Take those videos and just upload them into Facebook as a regular video and see if that will increase your reach and get some more engagement. I don't know if this works for everybody. I'm just seeing this work on my page now, but 88,000 reach on a video, on a 30-second video, is pretty phenomenal. So give it a try and let me know if that works for you too. Now let's talk about reels. Facebook is loving reels. Instagram is still doing okay with reels, but I'm finding that Facebook reels are just blowing up. Look at these numbers here. Two of these videos are up over 100,000 reach within 2 days of being posted. That is incredible, incredible reach. I'm not seeing that with any other content I post except for live video. Now, I find this incredibly weird to me because I don't engage with it. I don't consume reels on Facebook. If I'm looking at a reel, I'm either on Instagram or viewing that same kind of content over on TikTok. I just don't engage with them that way on Facebook, but somebody is. So again, I want you to try this on your page and see if it works. I don't know if it's just my audience or what, but I am seeing that Facebook Reels have blown up over the last few months and are getting tons and tons of organic reach and getting lots of video or lots of comments and shares and everything else. So again, this is another way that you need to put some attention to, because Facebook is obviously liking Reels on Facebook. Give it a try and see if that will boost your reach as well. All right, so those are some things I have seen with my Facebook page that are really working and growing my organic reach. You know, over the last few years, my organic reach has been up and down. And, you know, over the last 5 years, definitely a downward trend to what we were seeing way back when Facebook organic reach was at its height. So yes, the experts are right. Organic reach has changed. But you can still build up your reach. You can still hit some good numbers without going that paid ad route yet. So give these tries, experiment with different post types, experiment with, you know, scheduling these things up ahead of time and seeing what works. Try some photos, try some links and some conversation starters, post some reels, post some short form video. Let me know if any of these work for you. I'd love to hear about it. And if I can help you, please follow the links down below. I'd love to talk with you. You can schedule a free discovery session and we can see if I'm able to help you with some one-on-one coaching and grow your audience and grow your community on Facebook. Until next time, I'll see you later.